I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. On the program today, we're on both sides of the Southern Atlantic. We'll get an update on a troubling situation reported at Oprah's Academy for Girls in South Africa, and we'll hear about the election next week in Trinidad and Tobago. Race plays a role. Also, as Denzel portrays a big-screen American gangster this weekend, we hear about the real thing from back in the day. But first, he was president of his African country for 19 years. He saw it through the last of a 17-year civil war and presided over years of relative stability. And then Joaquim Chissano gave up the title of president of Mozambique for the next man, just as a democratic leader should. A peaceful transition in a young African democracy, unfortunately all too rare. For that and more, Mozambique's now ex-president Chissano was just awarded the first ever $5 million Moibrahim Prize for achievement in African leadership. Kofi Annan, the former head of the United Nations, presented the award.
President Chissano's achievement in bringing peace, reconciliation, and economic progress to his country greatly impressed the committee. So too did his decision to step down without seeking the third term that the Constitution allowed.
We managed to catch up to a still very busy Joaquim Chissano. He's on the line from Johannesburg. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
What does this prize mean to you, sir?
Well, it means a recognition by those who observed my work, a work well done, and not only well done, but done in a distinguished manner. And it means so a very great honor for me and a great honor for my people. We did not work in order to get a prize, but we did work to create better conditions for our living as a people in Mozambique. And we are happy that that has pleased other people in the world also.
How did you hear that you had been awarded this prize? Where were you? What were you doing?
I had just finished a meeting with the rebels of Uganda in their assembly point somewhere in the bush near the border with the Congo. So I was about to take my helicopter back to Juba when someone called me from New York to congratulate me, and I did not know why she was congratulating me. And then she explained to me that I had been given an award by the Mo Foundation.
And how did it make you feel?
As I told you, I was very happy and proud. Proud for myself and for my people.
The award, as you know, is given to a leader who respects human rights, the rule of law, and who relinquishes power peacefully. The award is also intended to fight corruption by giving leaders an incentive to rule abiding by these principles. Do you think this prize may be a strong tool in the fight against corruption?
Well, it may, in the sense that people are encouraged if they do good things, there are people who are going to appreciate that, because it's not always that one who is in power feels being appreciated for what good things he's doing. Because while you are in power, you have more criticism than praise. So when you find someone who says, well done, it encourages. But I don't think that any leader would succeed if he was working to get a prize. But if he's working to achieve the objectives which he has planned for, then he may eventually get the prize. But it's not the other way around.
But sir, as you know, there are many leaders who have enriched themselves while in office, not just in Africa, but certainly, you know, around the world. Many people who've used public office to enrich themselves or family members or members of their, you know, tribe or their group. I have to ask you, in the years in which you held power, were you ever tempted? You had to have been made many offers. Anybody in a powerful position, people make offers. They approach you. You know, they want you to do things that are perhaps not ethical or in the best interest of the country.
No, I had not come across any difficult situation. We have always abided by the principles of our state, and we have watched all what we were doing so that we follow the ethics which were established.
Why do you think that you were able to do that and so many other people are not?
Well, each one has got his own character, But I think that there's something which may be said about me and some of my colleagues, is that we fought for liberation without expecting any reward. The only reward which we were expecting was the liberation of our country. And thereafter, we started working without looking for how much salary we are getting. And some of us, actually, even those who did not pass through the struggle, through the culture which you introduced in the country, have accepted to leave jobs where they were earning more in order to serve the people. I know of some cases in that sense. So it's something which developed from the environment in which we lived since our youth.
But others have had that experience and have not had the same outcome. And I don't know, you know, how you feel about it.
Right.
Well, for example, I'm thinking of, for example, Robert Mugabe, who is a freedom fighter, who has now gone on to...
Each one lives in his own environment. Well, unfortunately, I lived always in an environment which did not divert me from the aims which we had for our country.
What would you like other leaders to understand about why you received this prize? Is there some example that you would like to set for others who may be coming behind you?
I think that one has to work for the achievement of the cause for which he is working. And this is the best advice I can give to anyone, not only in the leadership of the state, but in any kind of leadership. And not to work in order to be seen. You distinguish yourself because you are dedicated to the work and to achieve some results of the thing, and even you help others to work better. And you don't want to put yourself in the front of everybody. You say, yes, we are together, we are working together, we want to achieve this. Even if when you are leader, you still listen to the others, even to the rank and file people.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with Joaquim Chissano, the former president of Mozambique and the first winner of the Mo Ibrahim Prize, recognizing good governance in Africa. So $5 million, I see that you just had a birthday on October 22nd. You could buy a nice birthday present with this.
The best birthday present is recognition. Even without money, any recognition which would come without money, it would be a very nice birthday present if it's a recognition of this kind. But surely the money, when you'll get it, it will help me and my family to have a better way of living, and probably we may use it so that it benefits other people too.
I was going to ask what you thought you might do with it. Did you have any special wishes or dreams that you had put on hold while you were so busy serving your country that you might now be able to fulfill?
I'm told that this award has got this $500,000 per year, but it has got $200,000 more. And this is defined that the $200,000 more are to be used in some organization which is meant to help other people. So that is going to go straight into my foundation, which deals with questions of peace, culture, and development at the grassroots. The other $500,000, I regard this as a seed money, because if I had to expand it immediately, well, I will I'll finish it by paying my debts, because I have started a big program which will be a good for my people also in agriculture. But in the near future, this money will be just a seed money. I will still have some problems, but after that, I'm sure that it will help me to live well with my family. I will make the best use of it.
Mr. President, as you mentioned, you're now involved in work with the rebels in Uganda. You've worked for your country your entire adult life. You're now 68 years old. Might you take a vacation?
Well, if I have time, I will have spend a vacation. But my vacation, I spend it very usefully in my country. I like to use the vacation in my country. I'll go to visit the countryside, But I have enough to do in my farms to spend the vacation that way.
Sir, who might be deserving of the next prize? Are there some people who we should be keeping an eye on who might be recipients of the next prize?
Look, I even don't know what criteria they are using there, because I was not much interested in following this, because I don't know even the list of those who were in now together with me when they were making their selection, and I don't know.
I see, but are there any other heads of government working now whom you admire and who you feel are doing a good job?
There are many. There's a list where you can choose from people who went democratically and left democratically. They also had to solve problems in their countries. Not everybody had war in order to make peace, so they had other kinds of problems. In some way, we admired each other, you know. From those who left power recently, you have people like Dan Mukapa, Sam Njoma. From those who left before, you have Kwete Masire, even Kenneth Kaunda, who lost the elections and thereafter he left power. You have a number of others in the West of Africa. So it depends on what kind of problems they had in their countries and how they solved them. Of course, each country is a different problem. It requires different solutions.
Well, congratulations again, and good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Joaquim Chissano is the former president of Mozambique and winner of the Mo Ibrahim Prize, recognizing good governance and the peaceful transition of power in Africa. He joined us on the phone from Johannesburg. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You heard President Chissano offer up names of African leaders whom he thinks might be good candidates for next year's Ibrahim Prize. To learn about the four people that he mentioned, you can go to our website, npr.org/tellmemore, and perhaps you can add your own candidates to the list.